you have lavished on us in Christ. We marvel at the wondrous plan that you set in motion on that night that you ordained before time even began, for your Son to take on human flesh, to be born as an innocent, defenseless, vulnerable little child in a manger to two very unlikely people. But yet your love broke through, and the angels declared the good news of great joy for all the people has come. In the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the way that you have demonstrated your love for us in Christ. How you have covered over and made a way to cover over our sin, that all who believe, that all who receive Jesus as Savior and Lord will have everlasting life. We thank you. We thank you for the deep love that you have demonstrated and given to us in Christ. And Father, we pray this morning that we might have an encounter with your love afresh, that it would, Lord, motivate us, it would enable us to love you in return and to love one another. So, Holy Spirit, come and manifest the fruit of the Spirit of love in our hearts this morning. True agape, God-given love. Bring it, we pray, that we would receive your love afresh so that we might love others the way Jesus loved. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to do that work and whatever else you desire to do. Inhabit the praises of your people as we lift them up. Give us ears to hear what you would have to say by your Spirit to us through your word. Father, may our conversations after, may they be loving and life-giving as well in response. May we be people out of receiving your love this morning who would give your love away. We love you. We worship you. We honor you, Jesus. We lift high your name now. Come, Holy Spirit. And all God's people said together, amen.
Good morning. Would you please rise and join us in worship?
Oh.
Father God, you are glorious. You are amazing, Lord, just in who you are, your essence, Jesus, and your love, and your mercy, even in your humility as the God of the universe, choosing to humbly step down into flesh, born in a manger. Jesus, taking on the role of a servant. All that you are, Lord, we come to you this morning adoring you. How could we not adore you, Jesus, just in all that you are? Amen. So if we can take just a little bit of time here, just where you are, and just offer up some praises audibly of adoration to Jesus. Yes, Jesus, once again, Lord, we just praise you for all that you are. There is so much to who you are, God, and we praise you for all that we can fathom and all that we can know, and Lord, we even praise you for the things that we can't understand that make up who you are. And Jesus, I praise you and adore you for the fact that who you were coming down onto this earth, Lord, taking our place in the humility of the servant. You are the same today as you were then. The Jesus that we remember and celebrate on Christmas is the Jesus that is here in this room with us now, Lord God. Our hope is in you and in nothing else. And so, Lord, as we celebrate your birth, remembering what you have done for us, we also look ahead, Jesus, with the hope that we have in you. Amen.
Keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night.
This Christmas season, I was talking with some of my friends about it the other day, but I was listening to Mary, Did You Know? And that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. But something in it just like popped out a little extra. You know, it's like there's these truths that you know, but sometimes it just like is, whoa, I knew this, but now it's like, I know it. And it was the line where it says, when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. And I'm just picturing, I mean, I'm sure all of us at some point have like held a baby in our arms. And just picture holding a baby in your arms like that. You look down and that's the face of God. Like, can you imagine that? And to be in Mary's shoes there. That is the kind of humility of our God. And what a beautiful picture that he stepped down into that. So we just praise you, Lord, for who you are and for what you have done for us. Jesus, this Christmas season, may there be a fresh sense of awe and wonder in the great work that you have done for us, Lord. Not because you had to, but because of your immense love that makes you do radical things, Lord. We praise you for that, Jesus. Would you give us an even greater understanding of your great love this Christmas. Amen.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Sweet.
Jesus, it is you that we hail this morning. It is you that we desire to know better. It is you that is the reason that we are here, that is the reason that we worship, that is the reason that we respond in all the ways you command us to. It is you. We stand in awe of you this morning, Christ the King, who has come and who is coming again. Jesus, we honor you, we glorify you, we exalt you as King of Kings and as Lord of Lords, the faithful one, the faithful one. We love you. We look forward to what you by your Spirit would have to say to us. Come, Holy Spirit, to teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may all be seated. Thank you, worship team, for leading us.